Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast.
It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's FM 104, the Kings of Leon. I always think of them when they speak together at the same time. They did one of those, "Hi, we're the Kings of Leon," at the same time.
And are they brothers, aren't they?
They're cousins and brothers.
Cousins and brothers.
That's the kind of thing a boy band does, but not a really top.
Like a cool, yeah.
If you ask Brandon Flowers and the lads to do "Hi, We're the Killers" at the same time, they just go, no.
Yeah.
But the Kings of Leon did it.
There's nothing really weird about when you're in the studio and you're asking them to record, "Hi, where?"
Yeah.
And, you know, it's great when you hear it in your ears when you're, you know, walking to work or whatever. But when you're in the studio seeing them doing it and how they just turn on, like JLS are the great ones. "Hi, we're JLS."
Yeah, yeah.
And they're able, bang, 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 to do it. It's very weird.
I just feel guilty when we have to go, "Now, can you say Jim Jim, Crossy and Zainab?" And they're like, "What?"
I know.
It's a lot of words. It's a lot of letters.
Well, it's a lot to remember. Some artists will release their idents they do for different radio stations.
What do you mean release?
So they'll release on you know, extras as bonus tracks, the different songs they've sung for different radio shows around the world. So like if they've done a little jingle for an Australian radio station or a Belgian radio station, they'll release them because they're so good.
Oh, that's so random.
The big one I think a couple of years ago was, you know that song, "Come on, come on, turn the radio on"?
Yes.
It's Sia, is that her name?
Yes.
Sia,
yeah.
What's that song? Anyway, Cheap Thrills. It was Cheap
Thrills.
So for the biggest radio stations in the world, she sang a version. So there's a station in London called Capital, and it was going, "Come on, come on, turn Capital on."
Oh, yes.
"It's Friday night." And then there's one in Australia. It's whatever Ryan Seacrest one is in America.
Yes.
I actually think she sang Ryan Seacrest's name into it.
Excellent.
"Come on, come on, turn Ryan Seacrest on."
We've done a good few on Strawberry over the years.
Yeah.
If there's any that sticks out in your head that you haven't heard in a long time, give us a shout and we'll try and dig one out.
I wouldn't mind hearing some.
Yeah, there's some great ones.
Yeah. Yeah. Six months as a Strawberry.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you six months already?
6 months.
Wait, November, December, January, February, March, April. Yeah.
Wow.
6 months.
6 months.
Half a year.
I know, lads. Time has flown by, hasn't it? Okay,
it's five
thanks.
Months. It's 5 months.
No, it's not.
It is.
November, December, January.
No, November was when we started, so December was the first month.
No, we'll be,
no, we you count November.
I'm too,
you
get count too early
December,
for this.
No, you count the page of a calendar.
She's counting paychecks.
In the middle of December was the first month on air, right?
Okay.
Then January 2nd. Look, it doesn't matter.
Okay,
who cares?
Take You're it Strawberry. Away from me there,
no, I'm not
Jim.
Taking away. I don't know what day of the week it is this week.
I think it's because we've been on the FM 104 Roadhog and we have been all over the place. Next week, by the way,
morning,
we're going to be on the north side.
Dave joined the show now.
Dave works on the Roadhog here and gets it all ready for us and everything that's going on.
Yeah.
Would you say you're technically an engineer, Dave?
I do my best. I do try.
Okay, excellent.
Did you know that me and Dave were two of the best teams of Bingo Loco?
I did
not
know.
So me and Dave would have done loads of shows right around Ireland.
Poor Zainab, she was trying to make it to 6 months.
Yeah, we got Dave.
Sorry, Zainab. Zainab, that's show business. She can't open the door.
She can't even open the door to get into her studio.
Yeah, you didn't make the 6 months. You were close.
You were that close to the 6 months. But Dave sat
in.
He's doing really well. He's done really well. Yeah. What's your favourite jingle? Sorry, yeah. Bingo Loco, were you a performer too?
Crossy would be on the host and I'd be on the decks. And Crossy would just say the first song that came to his head from the noughties of his childhood, like a mad obscure Westlife song. We'd get it on, the crowd would go mad.
Within half a second, we once did it. Can we talk about my very last gig that I did? And this is the reason why I gave up. We did it. Should I be saying this? Oh, I will say it. We did a wedding up north, right?
Oh, yes. And New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve. And I thought I'd be home at maybe 11 o'clock, you know, for the old New Year's Eve kiss and all that.
Yeah.
We finished up at about 1:30. And they didn't dance or sing or do anything. They just played bingo.
Pulling teeth, wasn't it?
Oh, God. And we didn't know, you know, if they're up for their crack. Maybe the last half hour, they kind of get up and start dancing.
Yeah, a couple of beers in them.
There was very little loco.
It's just bingo, yeah.
So you were the Batman and Robin standing on tables, were you?
We were Rodney and Del Boy, more like it.
We had to look like we were having a great time. We had
good time. And I miss Bingo Loco quite a lot because it's good fun.
Right.
And I miss Dave every weekend, seeing him every Friday and Saturday night.
Well, here he is now. You've seen him every day this week.
Never seen him every morning now. It's different.
It's meant to be.
Yes.
Right. Well, look, they're happy memories. And Dave, you're going to have to give Zainab her chair back now.
Ah, listen, you know. The foot's in the door now.
Zainab's standing there with a tear in her eye.
Lads, have you seen Super Value jumping at a very, very good idea? Remember, Matt Damon was floating about Docky.
Yeah.
And he's there with his Super Value bag after he's gone for a dip.
Yes, I remember that.
Right, so
kind of took over everyone's life in Ireland for about a month.
It did.
It was absolutely everywhere. So the supermarket, Super Value, have done a good idea, ran with this good idea. They have put an outline of him on their Super Value bags.
Oh,
so like him doing that pose with his bag of Super Value on the steps of Docky. They have done a little outline of him, like
that's a
little drawing.
Great idea. Rushes and Super Value.
Now, can anyone confirm or deny this? Was he going to Super Value on a boat?
What do you mean on a boat?
Because where he was staying has its own jetty at the back for a boat. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, so he wasn't going for a swim. He was going for a drive.
I think he went around, did some groceries, got some bits. Or was he going for a swim and that was his towel in the bag?
I think it was. I thought it was his towel in the bag. I thought he had, because I swear somebody had told me that he was in the one in Docky Village.
Okay.
I think now, but I presume that that's his.
Yeah, that would be it. Because Rush is that Rush's in Docky.
Well, I know. My friend Tom works in the off license in the Docky Super Value.
Oh yes,
and he's. Facebook famous because he does special offers on their Facebook page.
I've seen them before.
He does this really funny stuff to camera. I don't know if he still does it. And it's like, right, we don't want to give you that. He does all these funny videos. And I must ask him because he
would know then if he went in.
Has told me about all the different celebrities because Docky, who come in and get their fizzy drinks for the weekend.
There's very loads, famous, I'd say.
Very famous singers have been in.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Can you say who?
Well, I don't know if that's a GDPR issue, but
possibly actually, yeah.
There'll be very famous singers, and I know what they're drinking.
Oh, yeah. So you'd be like, here, I'll know your order.
Like, and they come in convertible cars and stuff, and he'd be carrying out cases to the cars.
Oh. Like, what do you say to those people? Because they're not promoting anything, they're not doing anything, they're just being themselves, and you're walking out going, there you go.
He doesn't. I don't think he's fazed by the famous people.
Now, which is probably why they love him at Super Value.
Yeah, like all the Irish artists, he would do nothing for him. It's all the American funk artists.
I suppose but I think we're kind of like that. You know, if we see like an Irish celebrity, we kind of go like, we just kind of, you know.
We nod.
Leave them to their business.
Give them a nod.
Do you know what I mean? Whereas if it's an American one, you're like, oh my God, why are they here?
Actually, last time we were here on the Roadhog with Sky Full Fiber Broadband.
Yes. Hey.
Thank you. Last time we were here on Mespel Road, there was lots of celebrities walked by.
Who? Like, what do you mean? Like, as a group?
Well, no, there was the guy who played Johnny in Love Hate. John Boy.
Ah, yes.
Famous actor. He was in loads of things. He was in...
Oh, what's his name? Your man.
Yeah, your man.
We were only talking about him a couple of minutes ago off air.
He walked by. Face.
He gave us
away. Oh, Aidan Gillen.
He walked by with his dog.
Ah, very nice.
Yeah, you never know who you're going to see here.
Oh, I'm hoping for Brian O'Donovan, lads. Could he be in this neck of the woods? Don't even.
If you missed it, Zainab has a bit of a weird thing for Brian O'Donovan.
Not a weird
sexual
thing.
It's just she fanboys over him.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
Could he be coming around? It's not a weird thing to you.
It's just it's hard to understand for everybody else.
But here, it's techie world around here, so we could be doing a tech correspondent.
The broskies are here.
Yeah.
Did you know that this thing existed? Stagecoach.
Stagecoach.
You know Coachella? Yeah. Electric Picnic is actually, Electric Picnic is going to be announced this Friday.
Oh, I thought Stagecoach was a stage school in the UK, no?
Stagecoach is California's country music festival.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Did you know about this? Apparently it's been going on for years and years. Country music isn't really my forte, so
no,
it's
it kind of past it. It wouldn't be my thing either.
The reason why I'm telling you this morning is that the lineup apparently is brilliant, mm-hmm. but there's some really interesting people in it, even though it's country.
Okay.
Post Malone.
Oh, yeah.
Elle King. Remember she had that song X's and O's?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Nickelback.
Sorry, Nickelback have been doing, they played a recent festival, music festival that was country as well. And they were like, how are we here? And they were like, our set list isn't country. But
it's because it's rock, maybe?
I know, but
maybe,
if you just take their song and just take the kind of drums out of it and never made it out.
Get a little steel guitar in there, you wouldn't notice
this, the
difference.
There's a twang.
And now it gets a bit more weirder.
Okay.
Diplo.
What? Oh,
yeah. As in, you know, Diplo, the dance music artist?
Yeah, he's nowhere near.
I was thinking of Duplo. This was the Lego for babies.
Duplo.
And then Wiz Khalifa.
Oh, wow.
And Wiz Khalifa's not anywhere country.
Proper
but
hip-hop.
the rumor is this morning, this is the reason why I'm telling you this, mm-hmm. is that Stagecoach is where crazy, brilliant country fans go and they travel around the world. Like Coachella, it's their mecca.
Okay.
There is a rumor. There's a rumor this morning.
Welcome here.
That this ain't Texas.
Meow.
Beyonce is going to do her first big gig in Stagecoach this weekend.
See,
as a surprise guest. Now, how's that going to work for the honky-tonky?
Well, you see, it's like the jazz festivals and blues festivals that they have in Ireland as well. Some like regular rock bands will play those and just kind of do kind of bluesier versions of their songs.
But I feel like that's even, you're kind of trying to convert a crowd to you. Do you know what I mean? Whereas if you go when you're already a country musician, you're like, this is Walking Park's grand.
Is she trying to get to be credible? Is she trying to say, well, look here, my album now is country. I'm at the biggest country festival in the world.
Yeah, and I'm schmoozing with other country artists.
So keep an eye out for it because she's not in any of the lineup. The fact that Post Malone's there.
And Wiz Khalifa?
Wiz Khalifa and Diplo. I think she's collaborated with all of them. And maybe she's going to come out and she's going to go.
She could even do a couple of songs. Even. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
I think like they can sort of bend the rules a little bit. Like
for Beyonce.
So, well, sometimes it's that Montreux Jazz Festival, which is the biggest jazz festival in the world. And so, sometimes like a hip-hop artist will play, but they'll have saxophones. And so this kind of jazzy. You know,
and that's what it probably is.
That's how they do it. Yeah.
Now, there's one thing I'd like about this Stagecoach is that they've got a smokehouse cooking demo.
Ooh.
Now these country fellas know how to do their
food. They know how to smoke.
Can you imagine a little pig in a spit there? Yeah, girl, lovely.
I would love to try a country festival over in America. I'd love to go to Nashville and just see how it's all done. Try my hand at a bit of line dancing.
Oh gosh. Okay.
FM 104 giving you the chance to win big with a sleek brand new cheap Avenger. Let's go. FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's breakfast anywhere.
Let's go take a ride in the car.
Oh yeah, baby. Here we go.
Okay, so just even as well, for a reminder, breakfast anywhere. You can listen to us on your car, on your FM, or you can listen to us on your smart speaker, on your app. So you can take us everywhere and anywhere you go.
Exactly.
For your chance to win a brand new Jeep Avenger, pop down to the locations that are on fm104.ie/Jeep. We are heading north side now over the next few days. Today we're on Mespel Road and we've got two Jeep Avengers here. Come over, say hello to the roadsters, get into the back seat of the car, record a 10-second video, and then it's over to us. If we pick your video out and play your audio and describe who you are, you have about like 40 minutes to come find us, give us a call, and then you're one of our finalists.
So let's look for another person, will we? Okay, this person, they entered this competition yesterday on Camden Street.
Yes, they were in uniform.
Oh, on their way to work.
Yeah, so I hope we don't get them in trouble by saying this.
And another clue. So we're going to give you three clues. The next clue is this person had a tattoo on their arm.
Wow, okay, that narrows it down. So Camden Street yesterday, they got into the Jeep Avenger, they did a 10-second video, they were in uniform on their way to work or on the way home from work, whatever it is.
Yes.
And they had a tattoo on their arm.
In the next 10 minutes, we are going to give you another clue, which is going to zone it in a bit, because once we say something in the next clue, you may know who this person is.
If you do think you know, if you think it's you, or if you think you know who it is, 087-6797-104. Send us a WhatsApp right now, 087-6797-104. We want to get you into the final and be our fourth finalist. We've had three out of three so far. We want to qualify the next one.
And so far, everybody has been on it. Their friends have been on it. They have gotten in touch. We haven't had to go and find another person. Let's hope today we get them in the hour. Otherwise, we're going looking for another voice.
Well, that's fairly specific now. Uniform and tattoo, so...
Yeah, and if anything, if you're coming down here to Metzville Road today, there's wham bars in the boots of these Jeep Avengers. And if you haven't had a wham bar in 20 years, lads, they're here.
Well, within 2 seconds of you saying that yesterday, somebody was in
the boot. The boots, yeah.
I think there's stinger bars as well. The first one has a stinger bar and the second one has wham bars. What else would you want? A wham bar and a Jeep.
Lauren didn't go Houdini. Lauren has just been approached on the street and has agreed to play Instagram. Good morning, Lauren.
Morning, how are you?
Very good. So you're not familiar with Instagram, all the rules, 10 questions, we got 60 seconds. If you give us all the answers correct in the 60 seconds, we'll give you €2,000. You can pass if you don't know and come back to it. And if we have time, we will. And no Googling. And okay. I can see you're standing in front of me, so definitely no Googling.
Lauren, what part of Dublin are you from?
I'm from a place called Kilbarrick.
I love Kilbarrick. That's where Barrytown is, isn't it?
Barrytown.
Sharon Crowley.
Sharon Crowley.
Go on, Sharon.
Hey, were you on your way to work there as
I
well?
I was actually taking a photo. I work for Sky. So I see the sign.
Sorry. Sky Full Fibre Broadband.
Well done, Zainab. Well done.
Come on, Zainab.
I know. Have to get in the plug.
Clip that. Send it to Sky.
And come here, do you drink in the 51 then? Or you have food in the 51?
I'm only a new starter, but I'm sure I'll be doing a bit of the 51 drinking.
I know where they all are, the Sky people, because they all are around here. Sky around Metzville Road are everywhere.
Yeah.
I know they're hot spots.
Okay. Right, Lauren, best of luck. We're going to do it live, Instagram. This is not just a walk in the park for it. This is very brave of you, so fair play to you.
No problem.
Right, here we go. 60 seconds.
We've raised the stakes and doubled the dough.
€2,000 up for grabs.
FM 104's Inst2Grand.
With misquote.ie. Low-cost car insurers for learner permit drivers with exclusive savings at misquote.ie.
Okay, so we've done all the pre-chat, but if you just joined us, Lauren is aboard the Roadhog with Sky Full Fibre Broadband.
Yes, and it's it is a coincidence, should I say, that Lauren actually works for Sky.
Yeah.
We literally just caught your eye and we were like, come in, so fair play. Hopefully you'll be walking into, skipping into work, €2,000 richer.
Hopefully.
Okay, best of luck. Here we go. What's the Starship Enterprise is in which TV show and movies?
Star Trek.
What's a female deer called?
Pass.
What kind of shops are the chain Insomnia?
Coffee shop.
How many Indiana Jones movies has Harrison Ford starred in?
Pass.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
True or false, the Spanish name for Twix bar is Choco Choco Yum Yum.
True.
What song is the following from? I do my hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling?
Feeling good, Lizzo?
In what film did Liam Neeson say, "I will find you and I will kill you"?
Taken.
Murrayfield Stadium is in Edinburgh. It's famous for which sport?
Pass.
How many years are there in a silver anniversary?
25.
And what is the capital of China?
Hong Kong.
What's a female deer called?
Deer?
Oh, okay, we're out of time. Well done. You got we answered most of them, and we have a couple of passes. Let's see how you did today.
Lauren, you were very brave, first of all. Come on, can I just say that?
Very brave.
Here's we're going to go through them now. The Starship Enterprise is in which TV show and films? It's Star Trek, all the Trekkies out there.
Yeah.
What's a female deer called? You're going to remember this from school.
Ready?
Did you ever go to choir practice in school?
Or The Sound of
Back
Music. Did you ever see The Sound of Music? A deer. A female deer.
Doe.
Yeah. Homer Simpson.
What kind of shops are the chain Insomnia Coffee? That's what it is, coffee. How many Indiana Jones movie are there with Harrison Ford? 5 is the correct answer. You said true to this. The answer is false. The Spanish name for Twix bars is Choco Choco Yum Yum.
It should be called that.
It's false.
I love it. Okay, what the song with the following lyrics? I do my hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Feeling
good
as hell. Yes.
You were so close.
You said feeling good, so I'm going to give it to you.
Okay. Good sport, Jim. Okay, the film, Liam Neeson, he says, "I will find you and I will kill you," isn't taken. That was my Liam Neeson. Thank you very much. You got that right. Murrayfield Stadium in Edinburgh is famous for rugby. How many years are there in a silver anniversary? You took a wild guess and you got it right with 25.
Right.
Yeah, good job.
Good.
The capital of China is Beijing.
Okay.
So out of 10, you got a 3. But you're a good sport, Lauren.
Yeah.
You're a good sport. And you know what? We've got loads of Twizzlers and we've got, what was the other one we have? A Wambar.
Wambar, Stinger Bars.
Yeah, we've got them all.
Brilliant. Fine. Okay, thank you.
So you won't be going empty handed.
Well done. Thank you for playing. That's Instagram.
FM 104. Giving you the chance to win big with a sleek brand new cheap adventure. Let's go. FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's breakfast anywhere.
Let's go take a ride in the car.
Okay, let's go and see if this happens. We're going to try and ring this caller now.
We have been contacted by this person, so they have to answer though.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hello. Hi.
Is that James?
It is James, yes.
James, were you wearing a uniform yesterday?
I was wearing a DHL uniform yesterday.
Ah, delivered.
DHL.
Do you have a tattoo on your right arm, James?
I have a tattoo on my right arm and a tattoo on my left arm.
What are your tattoos of?
Skulls.
Skulls.
Oh, I thought you were going to be like Jeep Avengers on both sides. In stone.
I will if we win now.
James, have many people been giving you a shout once they heard your voice on the radio?
I have 10 texts in now at the moment and a couple of phone calls coming in.
I'm not going to lie, there's been a few that have come in saying he was bold. A lot of people saying you're bold.
Need to be liking the messers on the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's all good.
So James, you are now in the final with the other three contestants. There's 4 of you now in total so far. And that'll happen very soon.
What would it mean to you to win a Jeep Avenger? A new car?
New car, yeah. And I can get rid of my old car then, so even better.
Okay. Like, sell it for scrap.
Can you describe it to people who haven't come up to us yet how simple it is to get into this final?
Oh, it's easy. I drove past and I just seen that, so just stopped straight away. I'll actually do the delivery of the road, so just go in, park up, I walk in and just sit in the back seat, and it takes a couple of seconds, that's it. That's all it takes.
And we're here today on Bessemer Road. If you fancy doing it, we've got 2 Jeep Avengers. If you fancy entering, we could be looking for you tomorrow. James, congratulations, you're in the final.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And I got to win anyway, so it's great. So nobody enter, it's fine.
Looking forward to seeing the tattoos there, James.
Thank you.
Calm down.
There's a bit OTT.
I apologize.
Cheers, James.
Cheers, James.
Right, it is time to do some showbiz today.
Showbiz on the Strawberries with autobuy.ie. Don't waste your precious time. Sell your car the easy way. Autobuy.ie.
I am a big fan of Louis Theroux. He's very, very good at what he does.
Very good. I love his I love anything he does. His documentaries, his podcast. Like, what's he? Is he doing something
have
new?
Have you ever seen his Weird Weekends?
No.
Yes.
If you ever get a chance to get, if they're on repeat, that's kind of where he started, where he just do one topic on each show, and they were great. They're really good.
There's something about him. He's interesting looking. And isn't his brother or his cousin dating or used to date Jennifer Aniston?
Oh, seriously?
What's I the Tarot? Justin, no, what's the Tarot go?
That's a no. I don't think they're related.
No, they are. They're related. They're cousins or brothers. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, my
God. So he's like a one step generation away from Jennifer Aniston.
I never thought they were related.
I just thought it was a similar. What's his name again? Justin Theroux.
Anyway, Louis Theroux is doing a new documentary because that's what he does. But his latest one is about the rise and the fall of boy bands.
Love it. I'm here for it.
Exactly. So if you had to choose which boy bands who may have been high in the charts in the 90s are now in a bit of a pickle, who would you pick?
D-Side.
Stop.
D-Side.
They had that song Invisible. They had the other one, The Real World. Do you remember D-Side?
I don't remember D-Side.
Sorry,
no.
D-Side.
Are they Irish?
They are Irish.
Were they just before Westlife or were they after Westlife?
I think they were after Westlife, and I know everything about them because my next door neighbour was in Deeside. Shane from Deeside was my neighbour. Wow. And his dad used to always drop me in lots of
posters. Remember them.
Clang.
Yeah. If I was invisible, I'd make you mine tonight.
And Real World.
Be more of a clink.
So I've always wanted to do a documentary on those bands that you know.
So he's got in touch with Corey Richards. Anybody know? Corey Richards from Damage. No Googling now, Zena.
Couldn't tell you who Damage is. I'm literally Damage, about to Google.
Okay. Oh, Damage were like late 90s. Yeah, they were kind of like music. Yeah.
They included Jade Jones, who went on to marry Spice Girl Emma Bunton.
Oh,
yes, I do remember your man. Yeah, yeah.
They're also being in touch with former EastEnder Daniela Westbrook, who went out with, of course, Brian from E17, who is.
I do remember
he's got
that.
Some difficulties at the moment. I think he's on TikTok
talking about them.
Well, he's on TikTok, kind of giving out about they're giving out about each other. Which one's Brian? Is Brian?
Oh, you're
the singer. There's a singer guy and a kind of a rapper guy, and then there's two guys who did nothing.
You're testing our E17 really knowledge here.
And then they've been in touch with Take That, Five, Boyzone, Westlife,
Five,
Simon Webb from Blue, Robbie Williams. He's following a lot of these people on.
Because they're all doing little bits now. They're all doing bits afterwards, and some of them have like Take That did sold out the three arena.
Yeah, for
and
a few
they're doing
nights.
Malahide Castle now very soon.
I would like to see Blue do another gig.
I'm just waving at a listener there. He's not looking for the massive highs. He wants to know the dirt. He wants to know what went wrong.
Oh,
I did a little bit of documenting myself on D-Side.
Okay.
So this band, anyway, 087-679-7104, do you remember them? So D-Side, allegedly, rumouredly, I hope I'm saying this right, they had a load of number one hits in the UK.
Yeah.
They had loads in Ireland. One of them was getting out with Jordan at the time. Remember Jordan?
Yes.
Katie Price?
No, it wasn't Jordan. It was Jodie Marsh.
Was it Jodie Marsh?
Jodie Marsh.
All right, it was the other one.
Yeah.
But so what happened was the record label allegedly had a row with Woolworths, which were kind of like Tesco-esque, and they were stocking all the albums. And when they found out that Woolworths weren't stocking the next album, game was up. They said, we're not going to be able to be number one. We're not going to be able to sell albums or singles or anything like that, because Woolworths is how, and because the number one single in the 90s and the early noughties, that was a big thing to have.
Huge, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's going to be brilliant.
That is going to be good. So nobody knows for sure who's going to be in it, but that is the story. He's got that documentary series, and everything he does is good. Now, some of the stuff he's done recently has been very heavy bananas. His podcast is very good though.
Yes. And then this will be, hopefully, nice night. Sorry, I am looking this up now. Justin Theroux, who went out with Jennifer Aniston is his cousin.
Right.
It's his cousin.
Right,
his cousin. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, yeah.
What the?
There you
learn something new every day. You go late tonight and I said, you know, your ones are related to your man, married to your one.
I have to find out. Sing us a D-Side song there, Crossy.
You do know
you
it.
You know them.
In the real world, I miss you sadly.
Yeah. I'm sure when I hear them, I'll go,
We are stronger together.
You no absolutely FM 104 used to play in the
big
real
single.
World.
Yeah, I'm sure they did. It's not ringing a bell.
I actually still think Q102 still plays. Like it's actually right. I'll get
Shane in here. You'll know him.
Do yeah, knock into him.
I will.
One of them is a country singer. One of them is a country singer.
Sorry, Derek is a country.
Derek Ryan,
country singer now.
I know. True.
It's 6 o'clock show special because he's always on it. Derek Ryan
is always on.
You'll definitely see. You watch that every night.
Derek Ryan,
Blondie fella. He's always on the Late Late Show.
Blondie guy, guitar.
Is he country?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that'd be click.
There's a lot of click in there, isn't there?
just a bit. Any other showbiz news?
One that Crossy's going to really like, okay? We're talking EastEnders, okay?
Yes.
You'll never guess he's going to make a cameo. A cheeky, cheeky cameo.
Derek Ryan.
No, surprisingly not.
From the great brand Eastside. Let's get them back.
So this guy is going to stop by the Queen Vic to see an old friend, Johnny Carter, on the show.
Ah, it's someone gay then.
Ollie Alexander.
Of course it is. Yeah, that's a bit cool.
Ollie
Alexander is going to have just one episode or as a character?
No, he's literally just in a couple of scenes. That's going to be early.
Because of the Eurovision.
Yeah.
He's doing the Eurovision this year.
That's going to be out early May.
Don't tell me he's going to be singing the song in the Vic.
I guarantee you.
If he's not singing it in the Vic, it'll be playing on the radio in the background before he
enters. It's got to be the Vic. No, there'll be a karaoke night and he'll get up and he'll do a song.
It'll be
D-Side Years and the Eurovision song.
And can I beg my manners before we play the next song?
Go on.
Do you know what other band that I completely forgot about that I was making Zainab listen to last week?
Who?
Who remembers Louis Walsh's girl band Belfire?
I remember them, yeah.
They were great.
You couldn't stop singing their songs last week.
I couldn't sing. Go on, give us a song.
We are stronger.
That's D-Side.
Are they all singing the same song? We are stronger.
D-Side, Belfire.
We can make it good. We can make it bad. We can make the shadows into light. No?
And then she at the very end of it, she went, blow it up, feels like this. You don't remember them?
This is the bit of the party where I've got to go now. You enjoy. You asked, Jim.
Do you ever look back at your childhood and you're kind of going, oh, that was great times?
Oh, yes. Often. No responsibilities.
You had a happy childhood, Crossy, by the sounds of it.
Yeah. Well, not just at this, right? This guy here, 9 years of age, he's from the UK, and he's after winning a European Championship with his uncanny impression of a seagull. This young fella, 9 years of age, was on BBC News Worldwide yesterday, Sky News this morning.
Okay.
And he won this thing of who has the best seagull impression.
Sorry, there was a seagull voicing competition.
Remember the girl who stuck her fingers up in the news by mistake that went viral?
Yes.
She interviewed him and then she started doing the seagull impression. And I'm there watching the both of them going, what is life? What is going on here?
BBC News.
He's wearing a little seagull hat. And he's there going, he's like your one that went viral as well on This Morning who said that she can do the bongs from Big Ben in London when the Big Ben bong stopped.
Big Mac bong.
And how is the seagull?
Was it good?
What's the sound? Wah! Is it?
And look, if you're around here today, you're probably going to see a lot of seagulls because they love food and they love being around people who have food.
They love expensive sandwiches.
And the market's here today.
They'll steal them.
I can't believe you linked seagulls to where we are.
That's where we are today. We're on Mespel Road on the H104 Road.
If you like seagulls, get down to Mespel Road. You're going to see seagulls. You're going to see the markets. It's going to be great. And we've got the Cheap Avenger to give away.
I had the perfect link into
exactly,
it.
Exactly, yeah.
Yes.
Go on to FM104.ie later on. They're posting up the video of the seagull and this young fella, 9 years of age. And so Billie Eilish has spoken to Rolling Stone magazine. She's getting ready to, you know, come back out and sing a new couple of songs.
Sure, her album, her third album's coming out in May.
Yeah. And the next song is going to be very related to the Barbie song she did.
I love that. Oh, yeah. The Oscar winning one.
What I was made for.
So she talks openly about her sexuality and about fancying girls. She said she probably didn't before. She didn't appreciate it before, but now she does. Mm. But there's two weird things that I noticed about this interview, right? She said, so if you're in your office now and you are typing on your computer, which everyone has a laptop.
Okay, yeah.
She says, Billie Eilish on using a computer. I never learned to type because I wasn't that generation and now I regret it. What generation doesn't have a laptop or a computer?
Wait, this isn't... So this isn't a euphemism for anything. This is literally her talking about...
I never learned to type.
No?
No,
it's definitely her typing.
She does go into some
graphic details that we won't go to.
We won't be talking about those bits. So wait, she's saying she never knew how to use a laptop.
So she was a young kid singing with Phineas.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden... they're touring, they're doing all that, so she's never had to
But like everyone has
is she an iPad kind of, is she touch screen? I don't know,
but there's still a keyboard on a touch screen.
Yeah,
someone tweeted underneath it, I'm a month older than her and I disrespectfully, what the is she talking about? So obviously she just never had a laptop and she's someone there. And then she says,
yes,
she hates the idea that someone as wealthy as her should have a personal chef. She says, can't we all just have a grilled cheese or something by ourselves?
Yes, so relatability.
she is very rich and she's a lot of people around her that's helping her out, and she's not able to have a computer room like we all did in school.
A computer room, yes.
Well, yeah, and her management are probably making sure that she has a proper nutrition and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Just that she's able to tour and all that.
She won't be going to Grogan's now to get a little ham and cheese toastie with a bit of onion in it.
We should send her in there.
She need her whole entourage to go bring her in, take up the whole space.
Yeah. So how rich is she? That's the two things that she thinks about.
Would you have a personal chef if you were that minted?
No.
Why?
Why?
I wouldn't have staff.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, I would love
I don't
some
get
staff.
It.
If I
would
was,
love that.
If I was as rich as her, I'd have someone washing me.
No. It's like when you know,
time for your sponge bath.
I was talking to somebody who was on holidays, and they're in some like it was a 5-star or 7-star hotel, it was Dubai or somewhere, and people were coming over and taking their sunglasses off them, cleaning their sunglasses and putting them back on their faces.
Oh, here, that
and then happened, and then holding up a drink so that they could drink it for them like a baby.
Here, have you not seen the struggle when I am a real perfectionist with my glasses? So I'm cleaning them all the time, and it's the most irritating thing ever. If I could have somebody, if I had a person just on glasses, just on an umbrella.
I don't even like when the waiter comes over and pours wine for me. It's like I can do that myself.
Oh well, I just hold the awkward thank you so much and the awkward smile.
I do it myself because it's usually just like a drop they put in. I'm like, come on now, I'm thirsty.
more.
Thanks for listening to FM World 4's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.